Adams Show.
It's the Jeff Adams Show.
The Jeff Adams Show. This is
for the people. Live from Lakeland, Florida. It's the Jeff Adams Show.
Listening to The Jeff Adams Show. The Jeff Adams Show is sponsored by...
The JA Creative Phone Lines are sponsored by Backbone Radio. Call in today at 818-927-6205.
Absolutely.
Oh,
my goodness.
I know, right? My goodness.
My goodness.
All these buttons and I'm pressured. Well, welcome to the Jeff Adams Show. I am Jeff Adams, host of this fine show that we try to do consistently, but sometimes we don't on so many levels. And I'd like to introduce my co-host today, Nicole Welch.
That would be Nick, man. Rap with Nick. Call me Nick.
Call you Nick.
Let me fix my rat nest hair here. Yes. Just call me Nick.
Just call you Nick.
What's up, Jeff? Hey. It's been so long.
I got the lower thirds right.
And you did get the lower thirds right. And you have cool headphones now. And we have like the Martian. Well, I have. There's no other people here. Martian looking ones. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I did it.
You
I got sick of looking at my...
aesthetically look better.
I originally wore these... I will say
it makes your hair look a little bit more...
A year ago.
Like hipster. I can't talk. Hipster.
Hipster.
You're looking a little more hipster, you know?
Yeah.
Or that you have hearing aids in.
Well, I wore these originally, and then I got in here, and I just started... Because it's so easy to just take it on and take it off to talk to people. Because I used to, when Steve used to do the show, I used to wear these all the time because there was no one in the studio.
Oh, gotcha.
But now when people in the studio, people try to take the headphones off and start talking to me, I'm like, I can't hear you.
I think you just did it so I wouldn't talk to you. You're like, sorry, Nicole, I can't hear you. You're just going to have to be quiet.
I can't hear you. I can't hear a thing you're saying. nothing.
Oh, man.
But you can call in at 818-927-6205 is our phone lines here at the jeffadamshow.tv. We're live. Man, where are we?
Where are we live?
We're live at Spreaker. We're live with Live 365.
Nice.
We're live in TuneIn and for the radio feed. And then we are, on the video feed. We're obviously live at the jeffadamshow.tv. I'm looking over here. Ustream, Vaughn TV, and then... live video is starting a new thing for live video feed. So we're over there. I didn't do YouTube live today. I said, I'm not doing
it. I like Ustream. Ustream's nice. And live video will be good.
Yes, it will be good. So maybe they'll pay us attention early on. So people are probably wondering, if they're watching this, like, where the heck is Chris?
Dun, 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 dun. Where's Chris?
I don't know where he's at.
I don't know.
No, I do know where he's at.
I thought he was going to be here. He was plugging it, and I'm like, yes, we got to get the band back together, and no Chris. Maybe he'll call in and talk to me.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we try to be very transparent here on the show. As much as possible.
Just scary.
Even
about bodily parts. Yeah.
Yes, it is very, very scary how transparent. I got to tell you, oh my gosh, Becca said, rest in peace, Chris. No, he didn't die.
No, he's alive.
He is alive and well. From what I understand, he's alive and well.
He's alive and well, yeah.
I got to get this groove better because I'm trying to, you know, for the stuff that Chris was doing in here, I'm like starting from square one again. Like
you are, and I'm of no help. I feel really bad. Like I was like, should I press the button? What could I do? And I really can't help you out there, brother.
It's the broadcaster thing, you know?
It is.
You just show up and, you know, but at least if you're going to show up, you at least brought some, like...
You know, that is so weird. I already know what you're going to say because I
show
almost...
Show prep.
I almost thought about that. I was like, you know, I wonder if he... I bet he hasn't eaten. I should probably bring him some lunch. Okay, next week, I promise, I'm going to bring you a fat, fat Cuban sandwich.
It's fat. Fat. I learned something yesterday about a Cuban sandwich.
What is it?
It's not really supposed to be pressed. Cuban sandwiches are not really supposed to be pressed down.
Okay,
yeah,
I did not know that.
And it's the Americanized thing when it's pressed. Huh. But anyways.
That's so good.
So let me get back to the topic of Chris here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's
see,
get back to
this show is going
to
be no good because we get...
I know, we're a rabbit trip. We're the worst. We need Chris here.
We get somewhere and then we just veer off and they're like, what were we talking about? Oh,
I'll
I remember
food.
Now.
I'll bring you food next Tuesday, I promise. Or
I feel like the last couple of days, like, someone died.
Yeah, you kind of do, as a therapist, you kind of are looking like you've been in mourning.
Well, you know, I here's the thing. All I ever did... I try to always encourage Chris.
Yeah, you do.
In possibles. But, you know, things happen in life
right.
that you really, that you have to take care of. And he's being a man. He, you know, he had to go find a well-paying job. He's got a son. I mean, he's got rent to pay.
Yeah.
So it's tough. You know, we were trying to pay him here.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, sometimes things happen. You know, I mean, he's a grown.
And there was some external circumstances with some of, you know, things going on, I think, as far as it wasn't just like, oh, Jeff doesn't have any money to pay Chris. I think there was more to it than that, you know?
Right. Here's the thing. It's like, I think what sucks the most about the whole situation is, you know, doing this show, you know, in and out, you know, going 4 days a week, what we were doing.
Which is a lot.
And then gaining the chemistry that we had, you know, because I gave him a lot of, you know,
freedom
within the show to do what he wanted to do with producing the show. So, it sucks, you know, the moment I'm emailing people for syndication deals and like really excited about the show, it's like I'm pressing the reset button here, you know, because I've got to obviously find, you know, or find someone that can come in here and press buttons, help me produce a show. Because, you know, literally right now I'm
you are literally trying to have five hands.
Five hands. I can't do it.
But you are pretty well working some magic with your toes and stuff. So just want people to know.
I have to get one of those guitar pedals or something. It'd probably be easier if I could just switch instead of having my hand
that
over here.
That would be easier, actually.
You know?
We could invent that. We could make money doing that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Be good. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, hopefully Chris is not going to be a stranger when it's all said and done. Because I really, you know, you grow a fond respect for people. And when someone gets behind a vision and just really makes it feel like that it's their own.
Right.
You know, there's people who are irreplaceable. And Chris is irreplaceable.
Yeah, he is. But he'll be back. I mean, I totally do not believe. I think this is just a little respite, a little sabbatical he needs, which really isn't a sabbatical. He's actually out there hustling right now, working hard. But, you know, he's a young man.
Yeah.
It sounds so weird to say that.
He's not really young. I mean,
he's really not, but he looks like my little kid brother that's like 16. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but he's 25.
I know he's 25. and he does think sometimes like, you know, an ancient sage 80-year-old. But I just think he's got some stuff he's got to take care of. But I think he'll be back. I don't really think it's anything to, you know, we got to roll with punches. I think you're in transition, believe it or not. I actually wrote about transition today on Facebook, how you're going from one area and you're launching into something higher and newer, and you're kind of in the hallway. I talked about the hallway, you know, like you're in the hallway and you're waiting for other doors to open and things to happen, and people go in and out and they'll come back. And I think you just got to keep going through that hallway.
Oh, wait a minute. We have
Deep Thoughts by Rap with Nick.
We have someone on the line right now.
I bet it's Chris.
Let's check it out. Hey, on the Jeff Adams Show, who's this? Hello. Oh, here we go with the phone lines again.
Or it's your regulars. I don't know why I am tongue-tied today.
I'm going to reboot this phone line thing, Backbone, and see if it clicks.
Backbone. What a great name for...
I know. Are you there?
There's The Bone, the radio station.
Hello? Dadgummit, this phone line.
Can you see who's calling?
Yeah, it's Chris, obviously.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Can he call on, what's that other? No, he can't. The app.
He just hung up.
I know. He's probably going to.
No, let's try it again. Hey, Chris, are you there? Chris,
we need you to work the phone lines.
I know, right? Hang on a minute. See, look at all this. All right, you talk, Nicole. I'm going to get this squared away because, I don't want people feel like they can't call today.
Yeah, they do need to call in. I wanted to talk about church shootings. Did you guys already talk about this church shooting?
No.
Guy who went and shot, he's like 21 years old, went and shot someone, nine people because they were black?
Really?
What's going on here? Yeah, I just read that.
Chris, are you there now? Can you hear us?
And I bet Chris would have way more info about it.
Oh, boy. This thing, this phone line, Dilly, is a real pain in the butt. But I'm going to fix this again.
I heard something.
Yeah, I'm going to... I just tested this thing before we... When you were out there?
Left gold, myrrh, and frankincense as gifts to Jesus. And so
that would be a
remember,
sermon.
If you remember...
What is that?
That's a sermon. We're talking about gold, frankincense, myrrh. All right, well, I'm going to shamelessly plug a webinar I'm doing tonight.
Chris, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
What is going on, Chris?
What is up? I'm watching the show.
Oh, my gosh.
This is weird. You're watching the show and you're not in here.
That is weird. That's how I felt when I was watching it.
I know, I do.
There's just a dark cloud in this studio right now.
It is. Because
you're not in here.
Very somber. Very somber. I should have
worn all
black.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm going to be at. I'll be in South Carolina tomorrow with Glenn. And Avita King, the niece. Yep. And the Avita King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. That's where I'll be at. I'm leaving in the morning.
Are you taking the train again?
No, I'm actually driving because it's cheaper. It's only about $50 of gas.
Are you using your car?
Long trip. Yeah, I'm using my car.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where I'll be.
What do you plan on doing with Glenn Beck and Anita King?
Well, it's for the shooting that happened last night.
Okay, that's what I was just talking about. And I knew you would have more insight into this shooting here. So,
yeah.
So tell me about
well,
it.
Well, I do. If you guys wanted me,
Jeff
if you guys
didn't
want
even
me to bore your death with it.
I knew about it.
Yeah, right.
I did.
Okay, tell us about
so,
it.
So, yeah. For last night, there was a shooting where a gentleman by the name Dylan... He has a weird name.
He's 21.
Dylan.
And it was at a church. Yeah.
Yeah, it was at... So what happened is this gentleman went inside, and he participated by sitting down during the...
service?
During the Bible studies for about an hour. Then he decided to go to his car, come back in, and kill 9 people. The only survivor that I know was a little girl that she played dead as the guy was shooting them up. So right now is at the church. It's a really famous church. It's actually the oldest black church in the Holy City, which I didn't know that was the city that's the name of the city, the Holy City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Glenn's part of this thing, last week where, now, I forgot what it was. Oh, totally forgot what it was. Anyway, so he made an announcement today that he's going to be there tomorrow. And it's going to be interesting because it's going to be him. And Al Sharpton also is going to be there.
Oh, your favorite.
And
oh, my gosh.
So this
you gotta
is going to be like, really
recorder,
interesting.
Dude. You got to use your recorder. You got to.
Well, I'll be periscoping it. I'll be periscoping.
Yeah, periscope.
Sure.
Okay, periscope.
Yeah, so I'll be there tomorrow. I'm leaving.
But even
recording,
does periscope record? I'm sorry, Chris. Does periscope record?
Yeah, okay. It does.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be there tomorrow, just trying to meet up with the people. I know Glenn's going to be there. I'm trying to get up a little gang from Florida to go up so we could split the cost.
I would totally go.
But right now, I'm calling it the good versus evil, because of course you know what Al Sharpton's going to be doing. You know he's going to be race baiting over there, and then you know Glenn he said it that he's going to be there. You know, praying with people and showing you know what a real demonstration of peace looks like. So right now you know Avita King she has a nice following. Glenn has a nice song from what I'm looking on the website. A lot of people are going to be going. And actually, Glenn is being sponsored for one of the local stations there. So it's going to be good. I'll be there probably the whole day and then come back on Saturday morning.
Now, Chris, did you were like, just took this upon yourself. You're like, oh, I'm there. I'm totally going. Or do you have like connections
over there?
As
soon as he made the announcement, I made the announcement as well. And actually, it was pretty funny because as soon as I made my announcement that I was going to go, Avita King followed me on Twitter.
Sweet.
So I was like, well, this is the sign that I have to go now.
Yeah.
So since she retweeted it and then she put it on her page.
Oh, she retweeted your tweet.
I guess so.
She retweeted your
tweet. Yeah, she retweeted my tweet. Yep.
Sweet.
And then she followed me. So I was like, okay,
dude,
so I
awesome.
Guess I'll definitely be there. And a lot of people are telling me, you know, hey, who's praying for you? And I'm like, oh, crap. I came back out on this one now.
No, dude. There's the point of no return. It's the point of no return. Just like the,
yeah, exactly.
Just like the movies. Just like the movies.
Well, when do you start your new job? How's this going to affect your new job?
Yeah, here I am sitting here saying you're hustling and stuff.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Put your mouth in the speaker,
yeah.
Dude. Hello?
You're breaking up.
No puede escuchar.
Hello?
No podemos escuchar.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up, dude. Yes. See.
All right. So right now I haven't gotten my new schedule because I was just an add-on. So I told the lady, I was like, hey, I'm going to go out of town. She knows that I do radio stuff, and that was the only way I told her I could come on.
Right.
That if there's a trip that I got to go, that if you have to go, I have to have the ability to go. And she said, oh, I completely understand. Negotiating I did with her. I said, you could use me as much as you want, but as soon as I see something, you can't hold me and I have to go. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I was like, all right, cool. So she's giving me the leeway of going when stuff happens like this, which this literally came out of nowhere.
That's good. Well, you know, you got to have safe travels up there, you know.
I'm not worried about him traveling. I'm worried about him when he's there. Screw the traveling. He'll be fine traveling. It's when he gets there.
Chris just hung up.
Chris, are you there?
He's gone.
Oh, well.
Chris disappeared.
He's like, peace out, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting is that, though?
I guess. I don't know. Getting in the car and going up there and getting involved with controversy.
I mean, it's not on good terms. Obviously, you know, my heart breaks even when he was just talking about it, about the guy just going in, the little girl. I mean, that, like, totally, yeah, that's, like, I can't even really talk about that. Because I'm wondering what's going on with that little girl, you know, that survived. But what I'm saying is exciting for him to, because, you know, he lives for that. That's kind of like his.
No, he wants, you know,
yeah,
journalism.
That's like his passion. So for him to kind of be like involved in that and whatever good he can bring to that or life he can bring to that situation would be awesome.
I mean, you know, to a degree, you know, you get some experience with like technology here and stuff. But, you know, sometimes you're holding people back, you know, especially for what they want to do. It's like, you know, we had some serious shows, but I mean, this show's more of, you know, talking about funny news and try to make people
right.
laugh a little bit, you
right.
know.
Although we have had serious talks.
We have, and we will continue to have serious
right.
talks. But, sometimes, you know, you've got to take where the wind will take you.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully he'll call in and stop by and
he will
say hello. Because I feel like I lost a little brother, man. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know? It sucks.
It does kind of, yeah. Yeah.
So,
he did kind of a little bit for now.
Yeah. So with that, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back after these messages. Well, if I can get it figured out. There we go.
You're listening to The Jeff Adams Show. The Jeff Adams Show is sponsored by
The Jeff Adams Show.
Theme parks are closed. Theme parks are underwater.
Really?
The Six Flags is underwater.
What did you say? Six Flags?
The Six.
Man, you're racist.
The Six Flags is underwater. Again, embarrass me in front of the guests. This is not cool, bro. This is not cool.
Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Joycaster, your content everywhere. Go to joycaster.co and sign up for a free 30-day trial using promo code JAFREE. Joycaster, your content everywhere, baby.
I can't believe how much I'm missing.
Chandler Marie music, brand new music, coming soon.
A family unit is the unit that builds up a person's personality. How you behave and what you become in life is very much dependent on your family life. At Embrace by Grace, we believe your family should come first. Children who have a sound family background and who belong to a family with strong family ties are almost always happier. Thus, one cannot deny the importance of family life. Allow Embrace by Grace to show you and your family the way to a brighter future today. Visit us online at embracedbygrace.org. And start growing your happy family today.
Do you like to talk? You want to do radio? Well, go to Blog Talk Radio, official sponsor of the Jeff Adams Show. Blog Talk Radio is a web-based platform that allows podcasters like you and talk show hosts like you to create live on-demand format content for distribution. BlogTalkRadio.com.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Right on.
Yeah. Call now to win.
No prizes here. Just call already. 818-927-6205.
Oh, yeah. We got a little Megadeth going on. What's going on here?
It's Megadeth.
Chris said the phone line went dead, so he hung up.
I don't know what's going on with this thing. I mean, it's... You know what I think probably happened? It's that stinking guy.
Ooh, yeah.
Out there working on the internet.
Let's blame Bright House.
Because this is on a different internet channel.
It is the Bright House.
That sucks. What are we going to do without phone calls? I mean, the phones always blow up anyway.
I don't know. They're always ringing off the hook.
Welcome to the Jeff Adams Show. We took a quick break, and we're just flying by the seat of our pants today.
You know what's crazy is the Bright House guy actually came right at the time we're about to do the show. How ironic is that?
It's
like not really cool.
It's really bad. I mean, it looks like we have Wi-Fi on the phone thing.
I'm glad you didn't get me scratching my nose there. It was a scratch. It was not a pick.
Golly, this is did you pick your nose?
No, I was scratching it. It itched. There's like some dust going on here in the studio or something. You need a woman's hand, a woman's touch in here.
A woman's touch?
Yes. It's all black and brown in here.
Black and brown.
But you got a little orange.
Let it rip.
Oh my gosh. I knew you would bring that up every single time.
Let it rip. Now we got you picking your nose and...
It's
now we got the fart drops.
It was a scratch. It was a scratch. There's no picking. Why am I the butt of all jokes around here?
You just let the...
I need Chris.
You let
it all fly,
man.
I just did it again.
Let it all fly. You can call in at, I think, you can call in at 818-927-6205.
Yeah, somebody try it out. Somebody try it out.
You can call in and participate in the show. But seasons change. I think I'm going to title this... title this show because I really don't like... Being a man, I really don't like the seasons change.
No, most men don't, I notice. Women are definitely better about change. I'm not really sure why. Why are we better at change?
I don't know. I think I just like my routine. I like, you know, show up things a certain way and, oh my
gosh. Certain people in your life.
I'm laughing at this right now because Melissa called in and Chris Spirit still lives on here because he titled, I don't know why he titled this but it says Melissa and it says a phone line. It says a phone line and it just says boobies.
Boobies.
Why?
Because that was the breastfeeding episode.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Okay.
That was Melissa that called in about the breastfeeding.
I always see what's going on with Melissa.
See, whenever there's a woman on the show, there's always women. We bring sort of a feminine quality here.
All right, Melissa, you there?
I can barely hear
Melissa.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay, I always wanted to say this. You got to turn down your internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can. Hold on, I got to turn off my computer because there's a little lag.
That's what we were saying. You got to turn off your internet.
I missed the boobies thing. I missed the whole boobies thing. Where's that at?
The boobie thing? Oh,
that you just said.
It's on the phone app. Chris titled, I guess.
Oh.
Last time you called, you were talking about boobies, and it just says Melissa boobies.
So whenever you call in now, it will say boobies. Just
right.
To let you know.
Oh, how lovely.
So what's going on, Melissa?
Thanks, Chris.
Isn't that nice of Chris to do?
That's just lovely. Okay.
You will be now known for boobies.
Yeah, and you're known for farting and picking your nose.
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's all right.
So I missed what Chris is... totally teasing you.
I know.
I missed what Chris's new job is.
I don't know if he wants me to...
Yeah, probably not.
...share. I mean, I think I could leave it up to him if he wanted to talk about it.
Let's keep it on the DL for the show.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably talk offline about it, but I want to respect that for him. You know,
so he's undercover?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he wants us talking about it or not. I mean, that's his dealio, you know? I mean, I respect Chris a whole lot, so I will do that. If it was anybody else, I'd say, here's
him.
That dart.
Yeah, if it was.
But
I love
Chris.
If it was anybody else, you would definitely be blasting it.
So are you still breastfeeding in the park? What are you doing?
No, I have my youngest is 6, so there's none of that happening.
Thank God.
So when did you stop breastfeeding there? Was it 5 years old?
4.
She stopped when it was
2.
Oh, I am kidding.
2 years old?
2.
You breastfeed until you... Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes, Jeff, I breastfeeded my children until they were 2.
What do you think the appropriate age is, Jeff? This is a good question.
I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know.
Okay. But he was quite
shocked. But see, it's not about the woman so much as it's about the baby.
That's right.
It is about the babies.
It's about both, but...
It's all about the babies.
You know.
Time flies. Seasons change.
It is.
Melissa, what do you think is the right age for not breastfeeding? To stop?
Well, I don't think there's one right age, you know. I think it's, you know, every scenario is different.
But let's be honest. If you were hanging out with a mom and she had a 4-year-old hanging... I mean, let's be honest here. And... He starts ripping at her shirt while you're talking to her, and he's 4.5 years old. Are you going to be cool with it? Are you going to be judging her privately, secretly, in your mind? Be honest.
No, I would be cool with it. It would make me slightly uncomfortable because it's not our cultural norm, but I would totally be okay with it. Unless I observed some other strange, you know, behaviors or something that was somehow woven into and interconnected with that were weird. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And classify weird for us.
You know, in other countries...
Well, like what would that be?
I don't know. I want to qualify it, I guess. But, you know, in other countries, it's totally within the normal cultural range, you know, to breastfeed your child until they're 3 or 4 years old. That's normal in other places. It's not looked upon. I mean, it just would be the same as, you know, looking at a mom, I don't know, pushing her baby in a stroller here. It's just, it's not even an issue.
Right. Why? How do we? I guess I brought
boobies,
the best breastfeeding again.
Yeah.
I guess I got a second promo out of this one.
You might.
All right.
That's right. I mean, we do talk about bodily functions and body parts here. I mean,
that's true.
There really shouldn't be any shame in any of
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Is really what I think as a therapist. No shame, babe.
It's like Melissa, your best friend or something, Nicole?
Yes, probably.
Did I put you on the spot there?
yeah.
I don't know.
Like nowadays,
what, am I Nicole?
When you're that old, like we're not that old. She's actually a little bit younger than me. You think about like using that term like best friends, you know, because it just, to me, it reminds me of someone that I do. I will say this. I think I have a qualifier of years. So I actually have only been hanging out with Melissa for like about 1.5 years now, 2 years. How long have we been hanging out, Melissa? 2 years. So
yeah, that sounds about right.
I would say qualifying best friends would probably be like 5 years and plus. So she's almost
right.
Although
you did buy me the best friend necklaces a couple weeks ago.
Oh my god,
she is totally lying.
I was about to say, I was like, awkward.
Like, that was
funny.
Totally
kidding. I'm gonna breastfeed my child till he's 20,
and it's socially acceptable.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So that's funny that. Anyway.
Yeah, because Melissa only calls the show when Nicole's in here.
Ah,
well,
what do you
think
about that? So, in other words, Jeff's calling you out saying you don't watch the show unless I'm on it.
I don't. Anybody can watch the show once, and that's enough. I think, right? You're gonna watch it.
I watch it when I'm not on it. Like if Denny's on it, or you
okay. Know. What happened? What happened in episode 64?
Whatever, dude.
You were on it. Oh,
have you done that many episodes?
No, this is what is this today?
Because I'm on 67.
This is
with my show.
This is 77. today.
What? Oh, that's right. You went to every day. So, Melissa, what do you got going on? What do you want to talk about? Do you have any comments for Chris? Like, as he's, because he's probably still listening to the show. He just said he got, as he travels tomorrow, you want to hitch a ride with him tomorrow? Or what do you want to do? What do you think he should?
I think it's really cool that he's going up there. yeah, I've got, I can't go.
I know
I
you
can't go with him. But that, you know, I don't know. I kind of be a nervous wreck, I guess. I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, fear there. There's, like, not knowing. I mean, this crazy man comes into a church and sits with them for an hour, and nobody is suspecting anything, and then he comes back and murders nine people. I mean, that's psycho. You
Where
can't,
are this guy's parents?
You can't,
do you know anything about his parents or his family or anything?
No. I actually, I caught wind of this that happened yesterday and then just read a little bit more about it. Or was it yesterday? Yeah, it happened yesterday,
night.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... Yeah, and then I just read a little bit about it this morning, but you know, no details. I didn't even know how old he was until Chris said. But, you know, just going up there is very heated. There's already a lot of,
emotions.
You know, racial tension, like, all over the place. And it would just be kind of, you know, I would just say, be careful, Chris, and, you know, listen to your intuitions.
Yeah, your heart,
Why did you laugh after that?
Yeah.
Nervous laugh. You know, I'm going to call Melissa out a little bit.
It's the nervous
I'm going to call you out since you were talking about me farting and picking my nose. Melissa secretly wants to be on air on TV, but she is vicariously doing it through calling in. There you go.
Hey, it's a start.
It is a start. She is warming herself up to it.
Nicole will buy you a microphone for Christmas.
Well, no, actually, me and her have talked about doing the Pushing Paradigms, where we're like Morgan Spurlock. We go out on the streets. You know that show, like, What Would You Do? So they have these, like, scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like these sociological experiments. So me and her are we're gonna do that. We're gonna hit the streets and just intrude people and just
we're like good cop, like, bad cop.
She's kind of the scary one. She's like, what about getting them to sign waivers? And I mean, do you know anything about that, Jeff? Because you are
yeah. Like I'm losing my edge. I think. Because
can I like shove a microphone in anyone's face and be like, hey, what do you?
You
think
can.
Of this?
You have to talk to them beforehand, and you have to have them sign something. But I feel like I used to do that in my 20s. I had no shame in my game doing stuff, going up to people.
I like that. No shame in the game.
No shame in the game. And then yesterday I was Periscoping, driving in Chick-fil-A.
And you got busted?
No. I said, you know, on a Periscope, I'm going to screw with this person a little bit. And then I just got scared. I turned off my Periscope.
No way. That's awesome, dude. I mean, that's kind of
I was building it up. I go, what? I'm going to mess with this person.
What? How are you going to mess with them? Just out of curiosity.
I was just going to do something stupid. And then I just, for something, I guess my old age kicked in. I go, this is stupid. I'm turning this off.
I got kids.
I got kids now. And I was getting them their dinner, being a responsible dad, buying Chick-fil-A for them for dinner because Stacey's out of town.
That's real responsible there. Fried.
But if I did have breast, breastfeed them, I could probably breastfeed them. I'd probably do that.
Anyway, Melissa, do you have anything to add to that?
She's a breastfeeding expert.
Poor Mel. It's gonna be. Did I tell you the title?
I don't know about expert.
No, she's not the expert. No, but she is vegan.
I do have a lot to say about it.
She does not eat chicken at Chick-fil-A. So
seriously,
she's
well, you know, I'd have to qualify that too.
Really?
I mean, you don't.
What do you mean? So you do eat chicken? I mean, you've been lying to me this whole time. What the heck?
No, come on. Like, I'm what my husband likes to call he calls us political vegans, and I'll tell you what that means. That just simply means that we are choosing not to eat commercially processed meat. If we are comfortable with the way the meat was raised humanely and blah, 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 and that it was slaughtered properly and whatever, we'll eat it. But also, we don't eat a lot of meat at all. We eat meat maybe, I don't know, six times a year, if that. So
New
we
Year's.
Just...
That's politically
you know,
vegan.
That's our thing.
I like that. You know, you could actually turn
that's
that.
What,
is
that's
that already
what,
coined? Is that term already coined?
Does your skin glow?
I don't know. I'll check it out.
She's got nice skin. So listen, do you think because Chick-fil-A is a, quote, Christian organization, that they treat their chickens humanely and fair?
No.
Yeah,
of
I don't
course
think so
not.
Either.
Eat more chicken.
No.
I mean, they're
no,
not,
their
they're
chickens
not
grow right. so big that the chickens cannot even
walk.
Literally like
walk.
Stand up because
it's so sad to see.
They can't even walk.
I know. They literally fall over.
Sorry,
again
burst
because
your
their
bubble.
Are so large. That Do is why you... the chickens fall over. He totally missed that.
Would that
it's true.
Would that explain the hormones? Why I have to get a brosier? Like on Seinfeld,
you need a brosier.
Right.
You don't need a brosier.
I need a bro.
No, you do not.
I need a bro, Jerry. I need a bro.
You totally look like Kramer. Just no, but it can affect the body, all those hormones that they're pumping are the chickens with. Right, Melissa? You know more about this than me.
I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it does.
How do you...
So you're saying you have bro boobs. You're saying you have man boobs is what you're saying.
Not about the bro boobs. I want to ask Melissa a very important question. Then we got another call we got to get to here.
Sure.
I don't know how you do all this without worrying all the time, because I start thinking about stuff. I hear about asteroids hitting, you know, the Florida in September. I hear, and I just like,
God, I haven't even heard that.
I brush it off. But it's just like, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing you can really do. It just seems like the media force feeds you all the time and tells you this is bad for you. And I know about the chicken thing. I'm not pushing against that. Trying to, you know, and I understand that, because I've did my research on that as well. And I agree with you. I just,
but yet you still
there's
just,
in everything and every angle there is with media, they're saying this would kill you. This will kill you. This will destroy you. Mm-hmm. And I can understand, I've got people that I know that are vegans, you know, too. And I understand that, but how can you not just eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Or a turducken,
well,
which is totally,
you know,
unhealthy.
There's what you know in your head, and then there's like, and then you become a convict when you're convicted of something strongly and you really embrace it and believe it, then it doesn't become, it's not difficult anymore.
So saying
it takes the difficulty away. So
if you pulled up at a Chick-fil-A right now, you would get convicted. And what would convict you not to eat a Chick-fil-A?
No, it's not individual convictions. Like, I don't have, like, you know, when we first started eating this way, we'd go to somebody's house and, you know, they'd know the way we eat, and they would be making whatever they're making with cheese for them, and then we wouldn't have cheese, so for instance, because we don't eat any, you know, cheese either. So they would say, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, you know, I'm sorry if this is tempting you, and I would just kind of laugh. And we got this for like the first 2 years, you know, and I would laugh, and I'm like, it's not tempting me at all. It smells great. Enjoy your food. Like, don't even think twice about it, because it's not on an individual basis. It's just a lifestyle.
Well, and
it's,
I got to give it to you too, Melissa. You know, you're also not judging other people. You're a little more, oh my God.
Yeah, and this brings it up to this. If you're watching on
the
thing.
Holy shnikes, look at this picture.
And Melissa, if you're in front of the thing, this
what
brings
is
up,
that?
I had this pulled up as an extra story of something
just
happened.
Vomit.
But this is, this happened, and this is why you're probably a vegan right now, is this actually happened.
Is that a rat?
This is a rat. This guy is...
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, girl. I mean, come on, look at it.
This guy is claiming... and
the little blood vessels in it.
Divorcee Dixon of West California said he bought a three-piece box of chicken tenders from KFC. He says when he took a bite, it was very nasty and spit it out. When he looked down at his hand, he realized it was the shape of a rat tail.
No.
Dixon says he returned to the restaurant and returned the piece of fried food and claims that the manager freaked out and confirmed it was a rat.
I will never ever eat
Dixon took to social media posting pictures in the video of fried tenders shaped like a rat.
He should have periscoped it.
And it went viral. And so he took it back to the store, basically, and the manager even said, yeah, that's a rat, I apologize. So she probably doesn't have a job right now.
Oh, fuck.
That is,
what do you mean,
disgusting.
She's like, oh, sorry, yeah, you're right. That rat did get into the fryer. So that means the store was riddled with rats, and the rat somehow got breaded, though. The rat did get breaded.
Yeah, somehow it did.
How many people are dry heaving right now?
Even the tail got breaded, dude. Check it out.
Oh, my God. It's so gross.
So,
how do you accidentally bread a rat?
Enjoy today and your Kentucky Fried Chicken,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, that's gross. Hey, we're going to, Melissa, Melissa, thanks for calling. And
thanks,
we got to take a quick break, and then we have another call on hold. And we will be back.
All right, sweet.
After these messages.
What's going on with your echo?
You're listening to The Jeff Adams Show. It's creative comedy for ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
You just want to be famous all the time. And they don't have a lick of talent in their body. You're cluttering the space. It's just too much. Dadgummit. Yes, I said dadgummit on the microphone. I'm just so over it. I don't know. And then you have the whole women. The only way they get on social media is they show their breasts or their buttocks or looking to seduce you on the internet. For crying out loud. Get a talent. Learn how to broadcast.
It's the Jeff Adams Show.
I hardly ever brag about companies, but this company right here is an official sponsor of the Jeff Adams Show, StreamSpot, our back end for our video content.
Stream Spot. They saved us months ago. Glenn Beck picked up one of our stories. They provided excellent service for us. Go check them out. Streamspot.com at Streamspot. Official sponsor of the Jeff Adams Show. Oh, boy. Looks like we have a vandal. That's not good. Vandals are not good. But I guess this vandal's pretty good because he's tagging the JeffAdamsShow.tv all over the wall there. But hey, man, if you're bored, come check us out at JeffAdamsShow.tv. It helps us stay afloat so we can stay on the air. Go to the JeffAdamsShow.tv. Lots of blogs, updates, those type of things there at the website. You can watch all the shows on demand or listen there. Don't want to see our ugly faces? You can listen there at the JeffAdamsShow.tv. So check us out. Please support us. It's so important that you come to the website, thejeffadamsshow.tv.
The Jeff Adams Show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Jeff Adams Show. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
They're just hilarious.
Great show.
Good show.
My favorite show.
Melissa, how you doing?
Great. So let's talk about breastfeeding them.
Did you know that Chris likes True. Chocolate milk?
Wow. Anyways.
Wow. What do you think about breastfeeding, Matt?
No comment.
Wow.
The Jeff Adams Show.
And we're back. Yes.
In the fourth part. I like that.
Yeah, it's a clap.
I want to get this call. You should do commercials.
Yeah.
You're really good at commercials.
Yeah. Maybe I should just give up the gig and do commercials.
And use your voice for talent.
Well, let me get to this next call. Holding tight here. So let's get to the call here. Hey, on the Jeff Adams Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing, Jeff?
L.A. McCobb in the house. What's going on?
Oh, you know, we're just pushing through the Kickstarter campaign right now. We've got about 2 weeks left, and we're trying to raise about 49% of our funding right now. So we just broke the halfway point. We're pretty excited about that.
That is exciting. I can't wait to see my name as the executive producer on one of these shows.
Are you going to do that?
I already did it. What are you talking about?
Of course he's going to do it.
That's an associate producer.
Oh, associate.
Oh,
I was deceived.
You are only an associate, dude. Hey, Dan, what is the show about? Just tell someone who's listening for the first time today. Or what is your Kickstarter?
Sure. The show is... the Kickstarter is to raise funds for season two of a show that we did. And the first season is about a group of YouTube filmmakers that do a show about the dark history of Los Angeles, you know.
Nice.
The Black Dahlia, the woman who jumped off the Hollywood sign.
Love it.
And they start interviewing this waitress at their local diner who used to be the member of a Manson-like cult from 10, 15 years prior.
Yeah.
And as they're interviewing her, like, weird things start happening. People start filming them from outside windows at night.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's about, yeah, definitely. I would say, you know, check it out. It's you can see the first season at youtube.com/grinningmanpictures.
It's the best
grinning
series
is in, you know, smile.
Is that the name of the series, Grinning Man? That's the name of it?
No, that's the name of the YouTube channel, but the series is called L.A. Macabre.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the best series ever.
That's where you can find Jeff's an associate producer, so he can tell you.
Associate. Dan, did you write this? Did you write the whole idea for this?
I did. I'm the writer, director, editor, kind of one of the producers. I mean, it's a very small shoestring project, and
sure.
We shot the entire first season pretty much in my apartment. So we're trying to raise funds for the second season so that we can go bigger next time around.
All right, well, let's talk numbers here, Dan. How much money do you need for the second season, the whole kit and caboodle?
We are raising $65,000 for the second season. We've already raised $33,000.
Nice.
That's it. We're pretty good at stretching our dollar.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, we made the whole first season for just $9,000.
Wow.
Just nine.
So, yeah.
Dan, have you tried
to, we're pretty good at this.
Have you tried to, like, sell the script to someone, you know, someone else, like HBO series or Netflix?
JA Creative.
Not yet. Right. I did option a script a few years ago, not related to this project, and it didn't pan out. But writing, directing, it's my wheelhouse. I enjoy it a great deal.
Nice. That is awesome. Where are you out of, Dan? Are you in L.A.?
Sorry, Dan.
I am in L.A., yep.
Sorry, Dan. She says she comes in from time to time, hosts a show. She says, hey, Jeff, I watch the shows, but she did not realize that you guys were a guest on this show.
Okay, I missed that episode. Listen, I got two little kids, man. I can't watch all of them.
Nicole asking all these questions like he's
you know
a cold
what it
caller
is,
or something.
So you know what it is? I like to interview, so that's just the bottom line.
It just comes out, right?
I'm doing this for a new listener today that may not know who the heck Dan is and hasn't watched any of the old shows.
Yeah,
So really,
let's
Jeff, come on. I know how to promote
too.
People. That's right. So we need to raise, how much? What's 65 minus 33?
And you teach university?
32.
I teach college. Yes, I do.
It's not that far to go. And
it's really not.
Nicole, check out the series.
No, I will. I don't want to be scared, though. But I like the idea that it's a thriller. It's actually not a, it's more of a suspense.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not like blood.
Totally.
And
it's
go ahead.
There's no blood and guts. It's not that kind of thing. It's kind of a slow burn mystery thriller. You're not really sure what the problem is, whether this girl that they're interviewing is the problem or whether they've pissed off a cult by interviewing her or if she's still in the cult. It's a lot of questions, a lot of cliffhangers. So it's not a bloody affair. It's very slow burn thriller mystery.
He's such a writer,
dude. But it's very creepy. It's
awesome.
Listen to his wording. I love it. Dan's you're a good writer, Dan. I can already tell.
Dan's actually from Daytona Beach.
Oh, nice, Dan. I'm from Altamont Springs near Orlando.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So get out. Florida connection.
Maybe I should interview Dan on Real Time, Real Men Only.
You should. You should set that up immediately because they were trying to raise money for their film. And you got to watch the series because Chris.
Okay, Dan, listen, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to watch the series. I really have to interview Jeff, but I'm going to maybe interview you.
No, interview Dan first because I'm telling you, once you see the series, I mean, I finished it when my wife was out of town and I was hooked. And immediately after I watched the series, they're doing this campaign to raise the money. I donated $100 because that's how much I believe
it?
In the series.
Yeah.
You know, times are hard on the boulevard. I got to buy ravioli for my
kids.
I'm
totally kidding. I am totally giving
no
you a hard time.
No judgment here. We'll take it.
No, I know you will, Dan. I used to be a missionary. I know what it's like to not live with a paycheck.
But, Dan, you know, also, too, we got to talk. I mean, I was talking.
You need to give me his hookup.
Yeah, I was talking, too. If you don't meet that, we've got to at some point connect on the phone offline here and, discuss other things as well. So, any event.
Absolutely.
Everybody, give the website where people can check this out and support
the
cause.
Yeah, what's the website?
So the website for the fundraiser, for the Kickstarter, is www.lamacabre.com. And some people have trouble with macabre because it's French. So that's L-A-M-A-C-A-B-R-E.
Well, thanks for calling,
so that's
Dan.
That's where you can find us.
All right, listen, Dan.
Thanks for having me,
if you
Jeff.
See, Nicole Welch finding you, Rap with Nick, that's me. So I'm going to find you and watch the series.
Yes, please do. Track me down.
All right, I will.
Ellie McCobb in the house. Dan, thanks for calling.
Gold is French.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, Dan.
All right. See, 615 area code. It has to be Nashville. Hey, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. Who's this?
I'm going to let you guess.
Oh, John Ward, dude. What's up, man? We were just talking to Ellie McCobb.
Just working. Editing?
Yeah.
I know. I was listening.
Oh, you were listening to the show. Yeah, John Ward is... my partner.
Yeah, we were just talking about you, John, actually before the show.
He actually supports the fact that I can sit here and do a podcast, and he does all the hard work.
I know. That's why we were talking about you, John, because I was like, wait a minute, who is this guy? I got to meet him. But you've been doing this for years. Not to age you.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing this since, like, 90.
1990. His first video he did was Calling Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up.
No, really?
TikTok, it don't stop.
Are you
stop.
Kidding me?
I was one of the dancers in the background. That was real blurry.
That was a good song. Okay?
I will
I
say this. Hey, listen.
Says.
This is truth, and
see,
I'm not making this up.
When we talk about music.
I was in church 3 weeks ago.
And you started singing that.
And guess what they used for illustration, John, for the film that you were in?
which was?
What?
Rudy.
My friend was in Rudy. Yeah. Everybody was in Rudy. What were you in?
No, no, no. Yeah, he was an extra.
All my friends were extras.
I wish
in
I had the video to pull up right now because John.
What is up with that movie and having.
John could give you a play by play at what it took to be in this film. And he got so much FaceTime in this film because he thought it out. Like, if I jump up now from the desk, I'm going to go down the hall and I'm going to look directly at the camera. And John was in a lot of the Rudy shots. And I was like telling my wife that, I go, John could do a play by play of this movie of what exactly happened. It's pretty funny.
That is really funny. But I do have friends that were
actually. Well, I actually auditioned for a speaking role and got a speaking role, but it got cut from the movie.
Ooh.
So
you are determined to get in that in front of that camera.
Oh yeah, I mean, doing what I do, I just figured out each scene. I was like, all right, I knew when the action was going to happen. I knew when the dialogue was going to happen, so I figured this has got to be a cut right here. So I timed it out perfectly.
That's
they actually
a real editor.
They had to put me in the background a few scenes because
you were being annoying and intrusive. They were like, "Can we get
his?" I was just hitting my mark.
I love it.
The John was just trying to make his point of day. I mean, he was in so many, like, what was that one show you were used as extras from time to time? It was that ABC show. It was like the 911 stories. What was that called?
Oh yeah, I remember.
It was America's Most Wanted. I actually had a lead role. I played a guy who got killed.
Yes, that's what it is. See, John, that's the thing. We all take paths. I met John, and we've been friends ever since. So there's no better person to be in business with than a good friend.
That's true.
We're talking, man, over what? How many years, John? Shoot, 19.
Close to
20 years.
Yeah. Now, you lived in Tennessee, Nashville, right?
Temporarily with Eric Champion. I didn't, I was there a lot, but. John was a rapper too, and our rap groups hooked up. He knew Michael Tate from DC Talk, which is now the lead singer in Newsboys,
and
they showed up at one of our events. Long story, we all knew the same people, so we always stayed in contact. And then they actually moved down to Florida at one point, and because I was going to like produce a record with this producer that produced our record, and then his buddy flaked, drove up back up to Nashville, and the rest is history. And then John got into editing film and doing what he's doing now.
Nice.
Right, John? Is that right?
What are you working on right now, John?
Where do I work?
No, what are you working on right now? Projects?
What I'm working on right now, I just shot these authors. They have a couple books coming out for Thomas Nelson. And
nice.
We did like a little skit short film thing, and I'm working on that right now. And also, I'm working on they're Word Records. They're owned by Warner Brothers. They put out
records.
These musicals, and I'm trying to put out. I'm trying to finish up a lot of background lyric videos for a lot of the songs.
They just offered me a record deal. A
lot of editing right now.
Word Records. They just offered me a record deal. They want me to come out of retirement.
They want you to rap for them.
They just finally listened to my demo from 1995, and they said, "Dude, this is a hit."
You are lying through your teeth. Is he lying?
I will tell you this. I will brag, but
their
best-selling artist right now on that label, guess who found him and signed him to that label? Me.
Jeff Adams.
Me. What's Nashville going to do without
humble,
me trying
John.
To sign acts?
He's very humble.
Oh, also speaking, too, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. If you have John...
American Idol?
Yes, American Idol.
That's right.
You
got to
be 15 through 26 years old.
I'm so mad. I could totally be.
Listen,
doing that.
How it worked, I don't pay attention to American
so
Idol,
crazy.
But my buddy who ran The Voice went over to American Idol. So he sent me an email and goes, "Hey, do you have any pro auditions?" Because I got a lot of people with pro auditions with The Voice.
Yeah.
So if you know anybody, John, let me know and I can get him a pro audition.
Yeah.
There's many, many estates. So if there's anybody watching too or listening right now, just hit me up on social media. If you got a professional video that you want to beat the lines and you know that you're a pro, I don't need crap.
Right. You need a pro video.
I need I need professionals.
Yeah.
I don't need,
I'm going to
be the next
shower.
Star and go,
right.
I want to make love in this club.
Yeah.
So I don't need any of that. It's just nonsense. But I need pros. And you can previously have a record deal. It's fine. But,
Oh, they can have previously? I didn't think they could.
On the DL.
Did the rules change now?
Yeah.
Or,
it changed. I mean, because you're talking
about The Voice? Or is it the same?
Yes. And you can. But the thing with Voice, at least you can have management involved.
At least you can be over 26 on The Voice.
That's right. Hey, John, so what do you got cooking up there, man? Well, so we can keep the lights on.
Well, tomorrow I've got a I've got a shoot down at Lifeway Studios, shooting some interviews. Next week is going to be great, man. I got some killer interviews with this guy from a dance network about creating some dance TV shows and a music video and a big with this marketing company about doing a big music video.
So can we?
I don't know who it is, but they haven't told me yet.
Can we log this on as an employee, like our mandatory Florida state meeting for?
And we could order lunch and
for hours.
We could write it off.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, John. Is I'm trying to figure all this out, and I appreciate all your hard work with the company, and everything, and paying all the bills to make sure we keep the lights on. Okay. Appreciate it.
You found some. You found a good jewel there, Jeff, with John for sure.
John's the man, dude.
Can tell.
John made my job easy as a manager because I'd always like if I had control over projects. I'd give them to John. John did, like, you know, amazing. Because John is a type that thrives off creativity.
You've said his name 7 times. Yes, I can tell.
John Ward, Johnny Grand Films.
Johnny Grand Films.
And now he's with JA Creative New Media.
Right.
But he...
It's all about branding.
Yeah. You got to say his name. Everybody knows this guy's name is John Ward.
Branding.
Everybody knows.
You're right.
Color Me Bad, baby.
Ooh.
You and Randy. All right.
Good song, dude.
But no,
I miss that.
I'm going to tell you what. I mean, he's a really creative dude and he thrives off creativity. So it's like if you have an idea, you know, that's not stupid, he thrives off that. Yeah, he thrives off that environment. He makes, you know, for John to slam dunk out of the park, you just can't be like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. He thrives off creativity, other people's creativity. And that's what makes him great at what he does. On so many levels, like these little intros that we have for the show,
John did
them all.
Yeah, they are awesome, John.
John knows what I like. John goes, well, Jeff's scared of mimes and he doesn't like this.
I hate mimes.
And then he put them all in there.
And that picture of that clown, oh my God.
Well,
yeah,
John.
You guys do really
did you do the one where he gets smashed by the logo?
Yes,
yeah, we used
it
today.
I just saw it.
The mime?
Thanks for watching today.
Going everywhere. I mean, come on. That is awesome.
Thanks for watching today. We actually used it today.
We did use it today. You're awesome, John. But I am thankful that Jeff has you in his life because he needs you.
I wish John was here, but all the business is in Nashville, so...
We need to go to Nashville is what needs to happen.
Yeah. Good luck with that for me. I'd already be there, probably.
Yeah, you would. Maybe in the
My wife's
years.
Got all her family
here. It's so
funny.
I want to be in Florida, so...
Well, then we need to get you here, John.
I'd be in Nashville, dude.
Yeah, but he can work from anywhere. He doesn't have to be there.
No, but I mean, a lot of his clients are in Nashville. He can literally just roll out of bed, get in the car, get his grip truck, and go, and he's working.
Right.
All right, John, well, we got to go.
Yeah, and I have a huge grip truck.
Yeah, he has a very huge
grip
truck.
Yeah, I do have a huge grip truck.
Hey, how you doing? I got a grip truck.
That's awesome. I love it.
All right, John, we're running out of time. Thanks
Bye,
for calling,
John.
Man.
That is weird. We were just talking about him before the show. How
John Ward.
Is that?
Yeah, he's...
Does he always call in or no?
No. I think he called in once. He called in on my birthday, the birthday show at one time.
The birthday show.
But he called in today because he realizes I need the support.
He did. He realized you were a little sad.
He knows
you
I'm
are
sad.
A little sad. There's a heavy cloud. But the cloud has lifted since John called. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. So,
thank you, Jesus.
Everybody, thanks for hanging out. The Jeff Adams Show. Nicole. Thanks for hanging out. You got
Thank
any plugs
you.
Or anything?
Yeah, I'm doing a webinar tonight, 8 p.m., on grabbing attention, actually, and presentations, public speaking.
Public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
I should probably watch that.
You should. Go to rapwithnick.com/webinar.
There we go. All right, guys. Thanks for watching the Jeff Adams Show, which we will move on.
Peace
Time.
Out. We
all,
will. We
all
will
the Chris Cruz fans.
Chris.
All the Chris Cruz fans support Chris Cruz.
We love
Chris Cruz.
With Chris, yes.
Yes, we're going to, hopefully he comes in from time to time and gives us updates. We love you, Chris. Thanks for everything you've done for the Jeff Adams Show. But we will carry on. We love you, man. Till next week, we'll see you soon.